Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Hey, that's me. Another manic Monday. Alrighty. It's hot out there. Can you say that enough? How hot is it? Is it hot enough for you? Is it ever hot enough for anyone? No, it's not hot enough. Could you turn up the heat, please? Could you make it like Hades hot? Could you make it hot as hell? And, what do you want to say? No, it's not hot enough. I wish it was hotter. Anyway, we're having fun. But, you know, what are we going to do? Who are you going to blame, huh? Who are you going to blame for it?
I was at a dance when he caught my eye, standing all alone, looking sad and shy. We began to dance, swaying to and fro, and then I knew I'd never let him go. Blame it on the bossa nova with its magic spell. Blame it on the bossa nova that he did so well. It all began with just one little dance, and then it ended up this big romance. Blame it on the bossa nova, that dance of love. The bossa nova, the bossa nova, the dance of love. Now I'm glad to say I'm his bride to be, and we're gonna raise the family. And when our kids ask how it came about, I'm gonna say to them without a doubt, blame it on the bossa nova with its magic spell. Blame it on that bossa nova that we did so well. The bossa nova, no, 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 the bossa nova, yeah, the bossa nova, my dance of love. Now our kids are flown. Fancy free, and we're home alone, just my groom and me. 30 years next June, and we're still going strong. Whatever made it stay so sweet? So long, blame it on the bossa nova. With its magic spell, ooh, blame it on that bossa nova that we did so well. Ooh, it all began with just one little dance, and then it ended up this big romance. Blame it on that bossa nova, what I had love.
Now is it the moon?
No, no, the bossa nova. No, no, no. Yeah, 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 that bossa nova.
Karen is. Love her. Love her. Hey, who's in the chat room? Those of you listening, we do have a chat room you can go to while the show is airing live. We've got Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Yeah, Movie Attic Headquarters. And this week, Betty Jo has, let me go to my other room. Oh, she sent it as an attachment. Betty! Resend it. I can't open it. My computer's going wacky today. But I'm sure it's somebody interesting. Oh, my computer froze on my Microsoft email. Okay, Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters. Can you set it in the body and I'll announce it, Betty Jo? All right, Kat Vecchione? 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 Am I saying it right? Vecchione? From Wacko World. Okay, Steve Mendoza's show and Cyanide. Marco Polo. That was fast. It opened for me. Okay. Oh, that's right. This is my favorite episode. Movie Attic Headquarters will be featuring Wolverine Returns on July 9th. Yes, 4 p.m. Oh, nope. It was there and it's gone, Betty Jo. Just can you resend it in the body? There it is. It's back again. Okay. My computer's haunted. Okay. Hugh Jackman, who we love, will be back. And veteran actor Stephen. Oh, I love Stephen Bauer. Stephen Bauer actually used to be on, Betty Jo, I don't know if you know this, on a educational Spanish show. He started out on years and years ago. Ask him about that if he calls in. he was on a Spanish show. I remember that. Okay. Let's see what else we got going. So that's Movie Attic Headquarters tomorrow at 4 p.m. Wolverine film opens July 26th. And a lively discussion of Hugh Jackman's other movies. Oh, I love Stephen Bauer. Give him a big hug. He's a hunk of burning love, Betty Jo. All right, who else do we have in the Steve Mendoza show? Steve, always love the Steve show. Always something cooking on the Steve Mendoza show, Blog Talk Radio. And Wacko World, Monday through Fridays, 9 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio. All righty then, I got all that in. Let me see now, what do I got going on? Where's my little Carosa? Carosa just sent me a radio show, a comedy bit we did from years ago. If I could find it, I'm going to play it for you right now. It's called Lint. And actually, this whole sketch I'm about to play was based on an improv, a radio improv. So we would have people call into the radio show, and they would give us something. And our topic was Lint, and from that we improvised this radio sketch. Here it goes. Also, Joe Perk.
Come in. Come on in. Come on in.
Hi. My name's... Hi. How you doing? My name's Jolene. I'm your babysitter.
Yeah, hi. We've been waiting for our babysitter.
Oh, my God. You know, you guys are kind of old to need a babysitter. Is your mom at home?
No, they left already. Yes. We've been sitting here watching the Miss Universe pageant.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's nice. You know, I babysit a lot, and I find that young children usually like some lint, so I brought you each some. Here you go.
Jay. What did you say your name was again? Jolene?
Jolene, yeah.
Yeah.
My name
could you breathe a little further away from me, please? No, not on my neck, boy.
I've been waiting for a babysitter for such a long, long time, Jolene.
Oh, yeah. Tell me, where's the fridge?
It's right in the kitchen.
It's right in the kitchen. Do you want us to show you?
All right.
My mother keeps the knives in that drawer.
Oh, that's really nice. You know, I only babysit on recommendations, and you got such a high recommendation, but it was in a letter, you know.
You know, we've been watching the Miss Universe pageant for so many hours now, just waiting for someone to knock on her door.
Well, you know, I'm so glad. I need the money, because, you see, today's my favorite holiday. It's Victoria Day, and I want to make my pilgrimage to Canada.
Yeah.
Oh, could you breathe a little further away from me, boys?
You know, our last babysitter's name was Pauline.
Yeah, she brought us to the beach a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why is she your last babysitter?
Do
you boys have a respiratory problem?
No, we smoke.
Oh, you shouldn't do that, little sense throat, but you are very tall for young children. I've never seen children that needed a shave before.
I'm 7. He's 6.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah. He's supposed to watch us.
Yeah. Yes, all right. Well, why don't I watch you now? Why don't we just play a little game?
She talks a lot, doesn't she?
I was talking about nervous.
You remind of our late great aunt.
Aunt Victoria.
Victoria? Well, that's nice, boys. Why don't we just play a little game?
Do you want to meet Aunt Victoria?
If she's late, then I presume she's dead.
Oh, she's very late.
She's very late. Yeah, she's down in the basement.
We keep in the basement.
Aunt Victoria down there with her croquet set.
Well, all right, let's go look at her. What the heck? I don't mind. You boys go down first.
Here's the door right here.
Yeah.
I know, watch the steps.
They creak. Careful. You might get hurt.
It's dark in here.
Why, is that spider webs? My goodness.
No, that's lint.
That's lint.
You see, nobody's been down here before. We've been collecting lint.
Oh, look, written on the spider web.
What?
The word greed.
Greed? Oh, my gosh, greed and avarice. Oh, my goodness, greed is what brought me here today. Greed,
right,
I need the money for Victoria Day. What am I thinking?
Listen to me, Jolene. Me and my little brother here,
you're frightening me, and quit breathing so close. Don't you ever brush your teeth?
Now that we're in the basement, let me show you our great aunt. We thought of another little thing that we can do to kill time.
Oh, kill time. I must use this word. What time would your parents be back, by the way? Did you happen
Thursday.
To mention that?
They're
Thursday.
Be back Thursday.
Yes. Would you quit breathing on me?
I think it's time for milk and cookies.
Oh, well, snack time. All right, snack time.
We had a little problem with Pauline.
Oh, yes.
We were at the beach, you see, with Pauline.
Uh-huh.
She didn't want us to eat milk and cookies.
No.
Oh, no?
She tried to stop us from eating milk and cookies.
She wanted us to eat broccoli.
And
asparagus. And asparagus. Well, they're very good vegetables, and they're healthy, high in iron. And could we have the cookies upstairs? Do we
Know?
But it's so cold and clammy down here.
It's nice.
Yes, well, it is nice. Boys, I tell you, you two are certainly the most different children I've ever babysat before. quit breathing on me. Would you mind moving back just a little bit? All right, you know.
Oh, these nylons feel really nice.
They're not nylons.
Oh.
Those are my legs. Yes, well, that's
well,
nice, boys.
I think it's time to show her Great Aunt Victoria,
let's see Great Aunt Victoria.
She's in this closet right here.
Oh, isn't that a coincidence?
Looks like she's fresh and alive as she always was, don't you?
Yeah.
She does not seem to be moving a great deal.
No, we stitched up her lips and tied her arms down.
Mm.
Why, you boys certainly are creative. Are you weeblos by any chance?
No.
Just like arts and crafts. Love that busy work.
Yeah. Paper mache their eyes together.
Well, it's very creative. I tell you what, boys, it's getting a little late. I think it must be your bedtime. Never mind. I think
bedtime.
We can have
she said the magic word. It's bedtime.
Oh, look at this. Brocale.
Hey, Curly Wimbersile, what are you doing? Listen, Mo, I like the classics. I'm a very refined guy. Knock, 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 knock. Oh, yeah? What's so refined about you? I love the classics like Lucy and Ricky Ricardo. I also love my friend Nancy Lombardo. Knock, knock, knock. Hey, that's a great idea. When is she on? Right now. And don't be Lady-O, because she'll bust your blues on Blog Talk Radio. Knock, 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 knock. Say the secret word and the deck will come down and pay you $1,000. You're listening to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. Hey, Mo! What is it, Carly? What is it? I want to listen to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. Nyah, 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 ruff, ruff. You know, it's an amazing thing. This is Jackie Mason, and you're listening to Comedy Concepts with my good friend Nancy Lombardo right here on the wonderful station on Blog Talk Radio. If you knew it, if you only knew what you were hearing, you'd understand that this is the greatest program a person could ever have. Nancy Lombardo right here at Comedy Concepts.
That was, of course, the wonderful George Benger from the Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at the new time of 2 p.m. The Mom and Pop Shop, Dream Stream Radio, 2 p.m. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Always a funny man with great songs on his show. That's George Benger, and happy birthday, Lizette. Am I saying her name right? I never know. Anyway, who else do we got? Kat Vecchione, the C. Mendoza Show's in the house. Betty Jo Tucker, Wolverine. And Cyanide, Marco Polo. Cyanide, all the way from across the Atlantic, just outside of Amsterdam, aren't you? Hey, I was at the Music Coalition site, and I found, every now and then people are smart and they post their stuff. And I play them. I do see if what talent's out there. And I found a nice little writers, songwriters, comedy people. And I got to find, I don't know how to pronounce this. Does this sound Dutch to you? S-C-H-O-L-L. Rory Scholl. And I believe the woman that he works with is Elizabeth Blue. I have to look that up online. Yes, Elizabeth Blue. And anyway, they did these cute, wish I'd found it before the 4th of July, but not being one to give up on the 4th of July so easily, they had a nice little barbecue song, and I'm going to play it for you. That's Rory Scholl. And I'll give you information where you can see them right after this two songs. Elizabeth Blue.
You know, I don't know about you, but Lou and I think that America is about the greatest country in the USA.
Yeah, and we've only been to about 6 of the 40 states.
Yep, still pretty good. Yeah. Never been out of the country. Well, we went to Hawaii once. That was pretty.
Lovely. Well, next summer we're going to rent a car and drive to England.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. We were thinking if America had a barbecue, who would come?
Let's find out.
America is like a barbecue.
It's like a big cookout.
Just give us a heads up, you're coming.
Send a text.
And would it kill you to bring a side dish?
Perhaps some potato chips.
Or a six pack of Stella.
Even Bud Light.
Hey, France, have some fries.
Belgium, have a waffle.
Hey, Hungary, are you hungry?
Turkey, have some turkey.
Papua New Guinea. Welcome.
How you doing?
Sweden, hamburger, or hot dog. But you really have to decide.
Hello, Ethiopia.
Someone help Ethiopia.
Macaroni salad,
but you'll never take our freedom.
Africa, half seconds we owe you.
Oh great, who invited Canada?
Iraq, no hard feelings.
Lime pie.
Jamaica, share your brownies.
Hey, Chad, how's it hanging?
Puerto Rico, there's a kid's table.
Or 20.
Niger, glad we pronounced your name right this time. America, like a barbecue.
That was great. Okay, let's play another one by them. Okay, here we go. There might be a bad word in here, but not so bad.
Fucking great. I've had it up to here.
Coalition site. Very good on Facebook. So let's hear where you can see them next. They're doing a free show at the Dive Comedy at Freddy's Back Room in Park Slope, 627 Fifth Avenue, 9 p.m., July 22nd, hosted by Giulia Rossi. And I don't know who else is on the lineup, but go see them at Freddy's Back Room in Park Slope. Check them out, and check him out at, let me see if he's got a website here. I think he's also got an improv troupe, so I'm looking for all of his information. Oh, yes, you can go to www.thecreativeoutlets.com, that's plural, www.thecreativeoutlets.com, and find out more about our friend Rory, who I just discovered here, and they do something on Facebook called ArtProv, which sounds very, very innovative and interesting. So check them out. And check out Elizabeth Blue, too. She's an improviser at the Pit. Anyway, I hope to hear more of their music coming on the show. I'm like Betty Jo, I see you're on the phone there, too, and in the chat room. You're double-tasking. So let's do a little phone tribute.
Tell me a life-changing, thrilling action-adventure movie that'll make me laugh, cry, sing, cry again, laugh a little more, and fill me with a sense of redemption. Or, get out!
We have just that kind of a story. It's about, three telephone operators.
Hello? How can I direct your call?
Who overhear the murder of a cat burglar.
Bang, bang, bang!
just rearrange everything. Needs to pull harder on the heartstrings. Who wants to root for a murdered burglar? Add more drama.
How about three telephone murderers who operate on the chat?
That's a great idea by me. Everything I asked. And it's all wrong. Needs more cats.
More cats?
More cats! Right meow!
How about three telephone cats who own a murderer?
Oh, sounds great. Break a leg.
Please hold. Please have your 14-digit account number and your grandmother's maiden name. like your 14 to take out number 3.
Important to us.
A representative will come up shortly.
It's Hanukkah somewhere, the festival of light. 8 candles are burning, menorahs are bright. And even though the others say ours is such a bigger day, it's Hanukkah somewhere tonight. It's Kwanzaa somewhere, a festival with lights. 7 candles are burning with principles so bright. And even though the others say ours is such a bigger day, it's Kwanzaa somewhere tonight. It's Ramadan somewhere, a festival, no lights. 5 pillars of Islam are practiced so bright. And even though the others say ours is such a bigger day, it's Ramadan somewhere tonight. For those of you who feel left out of this song, I'd like to say, it's somewhere, a festival of for of are burning so bright. And even though the others say ours is such a bigger day, it's somewhere, it's somewhere, it's somewhere tonight.
Okay, kids, I'll tell you what happened in the chat room. What happened was my phone went dead, but my switchboard was open, so I had to play something right away. But as it happens, it is Ramadan tomorrow, so I think that that's appropriate, a song. In the chat room, Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, Tuesday the 9th, 4 p.m. I have a softball game, but I'll listen in the archives. I'll try to listen. It's Wolverine time. Wolverine with the hunky, hunky Steve Bauer calling in. So you don't want to miss Movie Attic Headquarters on Blog Talk Radio, 4 p.m. George Bettinger, new time, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 2 p.m. on Dream Stream Radio. It's the Mom and Pop Shop. Check them out. Kat Vecchione, I hope I'm saying your name, Wacko World, Mondays through Fridays, 9 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio, The Steve Mendoza Show, basically whenever Steve feels like it. And Cyanide Across the Sea, Marco Polo. What's the sugar test? I don't know that one. What's the sugar test? Okay, everybody's crazy in my house. Everybody's crazy. What can I say? But it's all in fun, and I have great listeners, and right now are 4 out of 5 of my listeners are other radio shows, and that tells you something about me. That tells you that I have a lot of crazy friends who are into crazy things, like me.
I wake up in the morning, didn't sleep well through the night. I tried to get some Z's, but the voices made me right. I need a cup of Java to jumpstart and feel pert. My boys can't see from my glazed eyes that I am not alert. Everything I tell you goes in one ear, out the other. Just do what I say and listen to me. You'll live longer. I'm your mother. Make me pray to the Z. You make me pray to the Z. of you.
Make me great to the Z. Make me great to the Z. Make me great to the Z. Make me great to the Z.
I don't need no therapy, and that's a fact. I can just incorporate the voices in my act. I want to find an outlet that makes it all okay, but the voices in my head yell, come out and play. I could pretend I'm normal, I could pretend I'm fine, but there's no fun in being sane. So come on and share the wine.
Make me.
Coalition, and it's really putting me in touch with great talent, and she's such a creative writer, and I hope good things. So check out Jessica Delfino. One of her songs.
One, two, three, four. I want to be famous. I want to be famous. I live alone in a small apartment. I've got no money and I've got no job. I'm a real nice girl with a good personality, and I can cook and I have a kitchen. By now I should be a star. I can even sort of play guitar. But I'm not rich, I'm poor and lonely. I live alone in a small apartment. I watch TV most every evening and cry myself to sleep. I don't know what to do with my life, but I really, 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 really want to be famous. Really, 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 really want to be famous. Really, 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 really want to be so. I'm going to kill somebody important. Kill somebody important. Maybe I won't be a star, but I'll at least be famous. Two, three, it's not that hard. All I gotta do is find someone, maybe a CEO, or maybe someone like the guy who runs something, like the country or whatever. I don't know where to get a weapon, I really don't even know how to use one, but I'm smart and I can figure it out, and then I am gonna really, really be famous. I read in a magazine it's really important to be a celebrity. I hope my mom is proud of me when she sees me on TV. Gonna kill somebody important. Kill somebody important. Come on everyone, let's clap. Kill somebody important. I'm gonna kill somebody important with a gun. Kill somebody important with a knife. Kill somebody important with my mind. I'm gonna kill somebody important. Kill somebody important. Okay, gonna stop clapping. Kill somebody important. Maybe I won't be a star, but I'll at least be famous. I'll at least be famous. I'll at least be famous.
What a talent. That's her playing guitar. She plays guitar. She plays a couple of instruments, guitar, ukulele. Just a very creative young woman. I wish her good things. Jessica Delfino. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, tomorrow at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Kate Vecchione, Wacko World, Monday through Fridays, 9 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio. The Steve Mendoza Show, whenever he feels like it, on Blog Talk Radio. And Cyanide, Across the Pond, always having fun I'm Nancy Lombardo. Don't forget every Friday to watch the Nancy Lombardo Show. That's on three channels in New York City. That's Time Warner, 56, RCN 83, and Fios 34. Or worldwide on the Internet, Eastern Standard Time, Fridays at 7 at www.mnn.org. See me live there. And thank you all for joining in. We're going to go in on a little, go in, go in, go in, go out on a little scat. No, not that. Not that one. Here we go.
I want street.
Bye, everyone.
I'm being chased through a dollhouse by a white lobster that wore glitter and spoke with a French accent. Now, what this meant, I'll never know. But I do know if I told anybody, I'd be labeled a lunatic. And labeled wrong unless it's for the public good. Let's say you're at a party, and you can take out a labeling gun and start tagging people like they do in Wild Kingdom. Wacker. Loser. User friendly. That would really be good. But not too friendly like the guys in the office, or your boss who's really nice. Except in an earthquake, you'd really be thinking, he's old. He's slow. I can beat him to the door jam. Oh, yeah. LA's a jammed up situation. I have enough faults, I wouldn't purposely build my home over one. The one time I was naive enough to think that generic food was for the elderly. It made sense to me at the time. All those big black and white labels. There's a difference between generic and geriatric. Boy, did I feel foolish not to be confused with that. But I do think they have a lot to do with each other. Since men tend to do a lot of thinking from that area. What all this has to do with nothing is, don't you know? How my brain works and connects things. Like so. So anytime you think I'm crazy, you're probably